Talk Radio for Catholic Life.
Powered by you.
Listener supported.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Muy buenos dias. Wake up, America. It's Thursday, May 11th. Good morning and welcome back to the final hour of Morning Air. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn Leverance and producer Sarah Tafoya. Thanks so much for joining us coast to coast across America and beyond, wherever you may be, here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Our very own Relevant Radio CEO, Father Rocky, will be joining us shortly here in this half hour. It is a joy to be with you once again as we continue. Can you believe it? It is already day four of our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. On Thursdays, I always take a quick moment to remind you about the institution of the Holy Eucharist on Holy Thursday by our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a day to make a spiritual communion sometime during the day, or better yet, to visit the Blessed Sacrament if you can. It's a wonderful thing to do, especially on a Thursday. Thanks so much from the bottom of my heart for all the tremendous outpouring of love for Relevant Radio. Your support has been sensational overall. Yesterday, there were so many of the Our Lady of Guadalupe scapulars and Bishop Sheen's book. They were flying off the shelves. Again, you, our Relevant Radio listeners, are amazing. You've always come through for us. But we're in crunch time right now, folks. We're only about 44% of our goal, with only today and tomorrow to go. So we really do need your help. We're looking for 100 gifts. That's 100 brothers and sisters in Christ to step up to the plate here this morning, this 7 a.m. Central hour. Again, we need your help if we're going to reach our goal of $3 million by tomorrow afternoon, Friday, 5 p.m. Central Time. As always, we always begin in prayer, especially here during this pledge drive. We pray the powerful memorare prayer invoking the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary, the Mother of God, to help us, to continue to help us. She's been with us every step of the way to help us with this pledge drive and for an end to abortion in our nation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of virgins, my mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, patroness of the unborn, and patroness of Relevant Radio, pray for us. Saint Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, pray for us. Saint John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio, and of course my hero, pray for us. And we always invoke the Holy Spirit every single morning when we pray, come Holy Spirit, come. Jesus, I trust in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Once again, I bring in our Morning Air team, Glenn and Sarah. The clock is ticking away. The clock is the enemy, as my good buddy Drew says in the afternoon. We only have today and tomorrow. How are we doing?
Hey, we're doing great, John. How are you doing? Does this feel like maybe game six in a seven-game series? We're getting really, really close to the end here, huh?
It does. It does feel. It has that playoff-type feeling, and we need to have that sense of urgency. This is it, today and tomorrow. And so, we do not want to put things off. You know, this morning in prayer, the word of the Lord came to my heart really strongly with a message, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. God is in control. The Lord knows exactly what we need here at Relevant Radio, and he will provide. If today you hear his voice, say yes. Say yes. He is using us as his instrument for you to hear his message, and it's as simple as that. That's what we do. We bring Christ to the world through the media. As you know, Glenn and Sarah, you know, we talk about everything under the sun here on Morning Air every day. We have some fun. We laugh. We tell stories. We have a little bit of everything. We have, of course, Glenn's Story Corner every morning. We bring you the news of what's happening in the world from an authentically Catholic perspective, all kinds of different and experts from everything under the sun, from medicine to law to technology to the spiritual life to even sports. In fact, we have a little something special. As you know, I used to be a sports reporter. God took me out of that world, out of that arena, onto the front lines here of Catholic evangelization on Relevant Radio. So we want to share a little special look at how we talk about sports from a Catholic perspective. Former NFL quarterback Philip Rivers.
Very thankful for my faith. I think it started very simple for me. We don't miss Mass on Sunday. And I think receiving the sacraments, just that simple obedience, was very foundational for me as I grew and my faith became my own.
The Kansas City Chiefs two-time Super Bowl champion Harrison Butker.
I trust in our Lord. I trust in our Blessed Mother. And I really do feel like our Lord completely takes over and His will is done out there. And I wouldn't be able to handle those type of pressure kicks if it wasn't for that foundation in Jesus Christ.
Father Casey Cole, half of the Bleacher Brothers.
I think it's just so amazing when people say, well, the God of the Old Testament was so mean. Clearly you haven't read the Old Testament, because God's mercy endures forever. So many stories about Him patiently walking with the people, even though we're stiff-necked people. It's still the case today.
Good morning, Coach K.
I prayed before every game. I never asked to win. I always asked God to help me do my best.
Good morning, Sister Jean. It is such a joy to be with you.
People say to me, well, hasn't it gone to your head? No, it hasn't gone to my head. Anything that is good for my congregation and for Loyola, I will do.
Mike Sweeney joins us this morning.
At a young age, we were taught by mom and dad, our faith always has to come first. I'm grateful for the treasure of my Catholic faith, because without it, I would be nothing.
Baseball legend Jack McCann.
You know, it's hard to explain how much going to Mass each day was almost lifting everything away from your mind. And you knew the Lord was going to look after you, and He was going to help you make the right decisions.
Glenn and Sarah, I get emotional listening to that, because I realize how the good Lord is using us to bring Christ to the world through the media. This is what we do, and it doesn't matter what arena or what topic, whatever we're talking about, that's what we do every morning. And it really gets me fired up to hear that piece.
You love sports, but we think of these people that love sports, they love the Lord even more. And that's important to know. As much as our culture gets focused on sports and on entertainment, getting to focus through that on what's really important. And then if we're involved in that, getting to use that platform we've been given to use it for Christ, to give it over to Him, right? We give back to Him all the good that He gives us. And we can do that with the platform we have, whether it's the people in our household, our circle at work, or maybe we're a public speaker. We get to do that too. Relevant Radio, we get to do a lot of that here. Thanks to you, we're on over 200 radio stations around the country and around the globe at relevantradio.com and on the mobile app. Our job, to bring Christ to the world through the media. Your job is to help us with that. Thanks for being generous. Thanks for giving hope with each and every gift. Our number, 877-291-0123. You can reach us online at relevantradio.com. It's the second to last day of the pledge drive. It all wraps up tomorrow, but we're back at it with a 100% match this hour right now. Our partnership challenge continues. If you give $500, matched with $500, a $5,000 gift, matched with $5,000, $27. Hey, that's matched as well. Thanks for being generous. Do your best, won't you, at 877-291-0123. Let's get John emotional this morning. 877-291-0123.
Isn't that one of the fun parts of the job, Glenn? It's trying to see what we can do to work John up. And I know that if any time I play that theme from Rudy, he's just going to get emotional. So I just kind of keep that in my back pocket. And I really should just have it as a ringtone I could just kind of play throughout the office just to get him kind of fired up. But yeah, isn't it? It's fun to think about and to see, you know, no matter where we are in life, that whether we're like a famous sports person or just a regular person and not having that kind of fame, that like it's, we all have to get centered around this faith. And so it's great that we can bring those stories for sure.
There's one other thing that gets me emotional, and that is our Blessed Mother Mary. And in fact, we're gonna talk about our Blessed Mother coming up here momentarily. We need to take a short break, and on the other side, we will be joined live by our Relevant Radio CEO, Father Rocky, to talk about all things Mary in this month of May, in which we are honoring our Blessed Mother Mary, and it's a great reason to give and to give hope. Stay with us. There's much more to come after this recorded word by Father Rocky.
looking at life from a Catholic worldview.
This is Morning Air
with John Morales, Sarah Tafoya, and Glenn Leverance
on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome back to Morning Air on this Thursday morning. I'm John Morales along with Glenn and producer Sarah. Thanks so much for making us a part of your morning as we are continuing with day four of our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. Thanks again for all of your generous support. Every single one of you counts, no matter how big or how small. Every bit really does help our mission, and we only have today and tomorrow to go. We're about a little over 44% of our goal of $3 million. So you can give in honor of our Blessed Mother Mary with the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima coming up this Saturday. Please do it this hour. This is the hour. Today is the day. Online at relevantradio.com or through the Relevant Radio app. Super quick, super easy to do it. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way, of course, 877-291-0123. We talk about the Blessed Mother a lot here on Relevant Radio. She is so close to our hearts, and especially here in this month of May, more than ever. Our Blessed Mother Mary loves us. She protects us. She accompanies us. She is our strength and our refuge. She always points us to her Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is our hope. We can't say enough about Mary, and of course, this Sunday is Mother's Day, which is a great day to honor our mothers and our Blessed Mother in heaven as well. I want to bring in Glenn. Glenn, Father Rocky has said so many times, give until you smile, and I tell you, we need to keep smiling here this morning.
Oh, we certainly do. And, you know, being generous is a great way to kind of loosen up your heart a little bit. And that loosens up your cheeks and you start smiling when you give to others. 877-291-0123 online at relevantradio.com. You know, we've talked a little bit how Relevant Radio has mattered personally, John, to you and I in terms of our faith journey and work journey and all of that, and kind of tying that in with Our Lady, just kind of thinking back to the early days of Relevant Radio when I joined some 20 years ago, was not yet Catholic, but was invited to be part of what had been going on at Relevant Radio with the chapel in the Relevant Radio building in Golden Valley, Minnesota there. We'd have it at 10 in the morning and say the rosary often, or the liturgy of the hours, and then pray the Divine Mercy chaplet at 3, and everyone was invited to do that, even this Lutheran guy as well, and that helped a lot. And I got to tell you, John, as much as you love Our Lady, I've learned to love her as well. That was not a stumbling block. Sometimes for Protestants, they might have difficulty with Mary a little bit, but I thought it was pretty cool to be able to think a little more than just some little girl dressed up in blue during a Christmas pageant, but actually think about our Lord's mom and her place in heaven and helping us. And that had been a beautiful thing, to hear the rosary, to pray the rosary, and that was appreciated too by others on staff who were Catholic, thinking, wow, this is great. The rosary is bringing us all together. And so hats off to Our Lady from me as well, John, this morning.
Well, there's no question that our Blessed Mother was with you every step of the way, and she always points us to her Son. In fact, we're about to celebrate the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima this coming Saturday. And, you know, Glenn, I have talked about it in the past, that it was Our Lady of Fatima and those miraculous apparitions in 1917 that brought me back to the Catholic faith at a time when I was literally, I used to joke that I was worshiping at the altar of ESPN Sports, because back in those days, I was a sports reporter, sports anchor, and that's all I thought about. I ate, slept, and drank sports 24/7. I watched one night a documentary on Fatima with Ricardo Montalban, and I was blown away, literally blown away from what I saw, and I thought to myself, my goodness, there are people still alive that were there in 1917. This was back in the 80s, in the early 90s, and I remember thinking, wow, this is real. And the message of Our Lady of Fatima touched my heart and brought me back to our Lord and brought me back to our faith. And before you know it, I started going to daily mass there during my days at Fox in Detroit. And I've been going to daily mass ever since. And who would have thunk that the good Lord would take me out of that sports arena and be here with you, Glenn, behind the Relevant Radio mic on Morning Air. God has a plan. He has a plan for every one of us. We have to just listen carefully.
Oh, he certainly does have that planet. And when you think about it, you mentioned Ricardo Montalban, you know, using somebody famous to kind of do a religious thing to hook you in a little bit and tied in with sports. I remember years ago reading an article by Roger Staubach, you know, who's a fine Catholic. And even though he played for those arch rival Dallas Cowboys, you know, beating the Vikings in the playoffs and all those tough things like that. But it was the article about his faith that had really turned me around in my faith at a certain time, too. So the Lord, using sports, using celebrities, using whatever is at his disposal. Can he use you right now? You can give hope at 877-291-0123.
Well, you talk about hope. I am so hopeful and so excited to be able to say that we do have our beloved Relevant Radio CEO, Father Rocky, the host of the Family Rosary Across America, with us here this morning to join us and talk a little bit about the Blessed Mother here in this month of Mary. Father Rocky, thanks for joining us. It is great to be with you.
John, it's great to be with you and Glenn. And yes, it's the month of May, the month of Our Lady, and this month we have a couple of feast days of the Blessed Mother coming up on Saturday, May 13th is the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima. And every year this becomes bigger and bigger since the Holy Father canonized the two of the children who were visionaries there, St. Francisco, St. Jacinta. Many of those prophecies have come true in our own lifetime. And then at the end of the month, on May 31st, is the Feast of the Visitation. And throughout the whole month, it's the month of Our Lady. Now, one thing we do at Relevant Radio to try to mark that is we get a dozen fresh roses once a week for the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe in our studios in Green Bay and in our studios in Chicago. And I remember as a kid going to a Catholic grade school, we were encouraged to bring flowers in for Our Lady. And we'd pick them up on the way. It was about a half-mile walk to school. Sometimes we'd pick up dandelions, but more often than not, we would cut off lilacs from the lilac bushes because they're in full bloom. Some kids would bring in branches of what do you call those? Cranapple tree, cranberry trees or cranapple trees, right? They're flowering trees. So I would say for everyone listening today, take a little effort and make a May altar in your house, maybe in the living room, maybe in the dining room, with a picture of Our Lady. Bring fresh flowers there. From time to time, maybe have a candle lit during the daytime or during dinner, maybe gather the family around that May altar in the evening to pray the family rosary, or even better, join us for the Family Rosary Across America live every night at 7 p.m. Central Time, and I encourage families to make a May pilgrimage every year. Now, last Saturday was a big one, right? We had 5,300 pilgrims doing a mega walk, 21 miles. That's a beautiful thing. I'm glad to see it sort of catching on organically. And but even so, if you can't do something like that, you can go to some shrine local or a little bit farther away where our Blessed Mother is honored. I have some friends who have a weekend house in Wisconsin every year. I think on Memorial Day weekend, they invite lots of friends and families over. They've got extra acreage in a farm field. They have a pig roast, and they also do a walking pilgrimage, a couple of miles, I think, to a shrine of Our Lady nearby. So we want to promote that devotion to Our Lady. Why? Because she brings us to Jesus, right? That's always the goal, right? Jesus Christ is the goal. He's the centrality. But Mary brings us to Jesus. And so we're very happy at Relevant Radio. That's our third guiding principle. We're under the protection of Our Lady. So if you love the Blessed Mother, give us a call right now and make a pledge in her honor at 877-291-0123. It is the spring pledge drive to give hope. And the Holy Spirit is nudging us to continue to grow, not to get complacent, to keep pushing forward. There are many markets in the United States that do not have a Catholic radio station. A lot of those are in the Bible Belt. And we need to go forward boldly. And then, you know, the world's a big place. It's not just the United States. We're through the world on the internet. And we need your prayers. We need your sacrifices to make it go forward. Personally, John, I'm convinced I've never found anything as effective as Relevant Radio for evangelization. And I've told people I've worked for the church full time since I was 17 years old. I've worked in schools, I've worked in universities, retreat centers. I've even gone knocking door to door in college dormitories like I was a Jehovah's Witnesses. That is not effective, right? But the radio is very effective because you don't get surprised, you're not imposed upon, and 20% of our listeners claim that what they heard on air brought them back to Sunday Mass. Now, folks, that's good news because you're always hearing bad news from everybody, but we've got good news to share. 20% of our listeners have come back to Sunday Mass. 43% have come back to confession. 84% pray more. That's a win, win, win if you want to be part of that winning team. If you want to tell Jesus on Judgment Day, hey, I supported Relevant Radio. I thought that was a horse to bet on. Jesus is going to say, well done, good and faithful servant. So be generous today, please. I know you are. Give us a call at 877-291-0123. Love if you can make a donation of $1 a day, the $365 for the year. Because I tell people $1 a day keeps the pledge drive away, and we've made a lot of progress there, and become a member of the St. Joseph Recurring Giving Society. It goes right on your credit card at the beginning of the month. You can plan on it. You can budget it on it. We budget on it, and it allows us to stay strong and grow, right? Because if you're not growing, you're not dying. So $1 a day, and you get the great pledge drive premiums. And you keep us on the air in your market. Look what you've done, all right? You who are listeners who have made a donation in the past year, look what you can take credit for. New stations in Detroit, a big AM and four FMs. New stations in Toledo, an AM and an FM. New stations in Honolulu. New stations in Tucson, two FM stations there. New stations in Seattle in the past 3 years. New stations in Dallas, in Houston, San Antonio, Miami, Tampa, Jacksonville, Youngstown, Ohio, St. Louis, Denver, Baltimore. You all take credit for that, right? You know, whether it's $1 a day or a penny a day, you take credit of that. And other people, you know, they give $1,000 a day. There's some people who can do that, right? Because God has blessed them, and they are intelligent people, and they say, this really works well. I want to, and, you know, we don't have an endowment fund. I hope we never have an endowment fund, because then we would get lazy. And even if we were rolling dough, we'd still come to you 3 times a year to ask you to make a donation, because when we invite you to make a sacrifice, we invite you to help Jesus carry his cross, and you get closer to Jesus. I'm grateful that people in my life have asked me to make a sacrifice. 877-291-0123. That's the number to call. You can pledge safely and securely online at relevantradio.com. Or on the free Relevant Radio app. You can get in and get out in less than a minute. So, John, take it away.
Hey, Father Rocky, so much appreciate you taking the time to be with us. I love your passion for our Lord and our Blessed Mother here in this month of Mary. Father Rocky, the CEO of Relevant Radio, the host of the Family Rosary Across America. We need to take a short break. When we come back, Kristen Hawkins, the president of Students for Life of America, will join us to talk about why life is winning in America. Stay with us. There's much more to come.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
And welcome back to Morning Air as we continue with day 4 of our Relevant Radio Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. I'm John Morales along with Glenn and Sarah. Thanks so much for tuning in on this Thursday morning. It's great to be with you. Thanks again for your support. Always appreciated. Really do need your help here this morning, this hour. It's crunch time with only today and tomorrow to go. Let's give hope in honor of the upcoming feast of Our Lady of Fatima, our Blessed Mother Mary, who intercedes for us and always points us to her son, Jesus, as Father Rocky reminded us just a moment ago. This is what it's all about, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We do this every morning. Our power scripture from the Playbook of Life is from 1 Corinthians 2:9. The Apostle St. Paul writes, "Eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him." This is what our spiritual life is all about. This is what our ultimate goal is all about. It's about getting to heaven. Let's continue to persevere in the faith and to run the race that lies before us, keeping our eyes on Jesus, our Lord. And we always pray with great confidence, that prayer that Drew Mariani prays every day during the 3 o'clock hour, the hour of power, the chapel of divine mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook at Morning Air Show. And if you want to send us an email, it's morningair@relevantradio.com. And if you want to be part of the conversation here this morning, it's 888-914-9149. Now, there's been a lot of stuff out in
in the media recently about how the pro-life movement is losing ground. But is that really true? Our next guest will share 10 compelling proofs that life is winning in America and that the pro-life generation is not losing ground, but actually gaining momentum. Joining us live is Morning Air contributor Kristen Hawkins, the president of Students for Life of America and Students for Life Action, to discuss 10 reasons why life is winning in a post-Roe America. Good morning, Kristen. Thanks so much for joining us right here in crunch time of our spring pledge drive.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. It's an honor to be here this special week.
Well, Kristen, before we talk about the many reasons why life is winning in America, why should our listeners support this pro-life platform that we have here at Relevant Radio that promotes the culture of life day in and day out in this post-Roe world?
You know, I think it's very simple. When you turn on the news media, what we've seen recently with the firing of Tucker Carlson of Fox News, truth is under attack. And those who proclaim truth, who seek truth, who wish to spread truth are under attack. And that is why it's so deeply important that we have Relevant Radio today, a place where you can get the truth of, you know, the current news, what's happening, but also where you can also be reminded of the one who is the truth and who has the ultimate control, especially when you hear some of, you know, the terrible news that comes out of Washington, D.C. or state capitals from time to time.
We say it all the time, the truth is a person, and it's Jesus Christ. And not only is the truth being attacked, but our Lord himself. Can you talk about some of the impactful work that is being done by pro-life advocates across our country, including the fantastic work that you guys are doing at Students for Life of America?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we hear this narrative that the media, those who wish, the mainstream media, those who wish the pro-life movement would go away, that the pro-life movement would fail. We've been hearing this media for the past few months that the pro-life movement is losing. And it's been interesting. We've seen GOP Republican politicians sort of adopt this thought process, which is interesting because there's some same people in mainstream media don't want to see Republicans in general succeed in their electoral, electoral races. And so what I've been doing, you know, recently on my podcast, Explicitly Pro-Life, what our team at Students for Life has been doing just on social media and our discussions with our pro-lifers is reminding folks just how much progress, you know, has been made in 1 year since the Dobbs leak. We're almost to a year since Roe versus Wade's reversal. You know, there were a lot of fears, I think, from pro-lifers and just Americans in general, what would a post-Roe America look like? And what we've seen on college campuses, what we've seen in communities, is that life continues on. You know, we've gotten, yes, we've had more vandalizations and threats of violence and acts of physical violence towards pro-life students and the pro-life generation since Roe versus Wade's reverse, similar to what's happened against Catholic churches, pregnancy centers across the country. My general counsel and our lawyers at Students for Life and our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom and Thomas Morstein, who also come in and have to help us on some of these cases. The list seems daily, never ending of potential cases and students and young people that we have to help and come alongside. But then we're also seeing, good signs of minds being changed, of because abortion is in the news media, it's being talked about almost, daily by many outlets that before would try to ignore the subject altogether. We're seeing minds change. This spring, we're averaging 15%, according to the latest numbers I saw from our team on Friday, a 15% minds change rate on college campuses. That's significantly higher than our previous past 3 years, where we were, maintaining a 9% minds change rate on college campuses, meaning when we, our regional coordinators and our regional coordinators work with students on campuses, when we have conversations with pro-choice young people, we can change 15% of those young people's minds about the issue of abortion or Planned Parenthood. Our online Minds Change rate still remains well over 20%. In our communities, our Abortion Free Cities campaign, where we're door knocking, educating neighbors about nonviolent pregnancy resource centers. We've, you know, as I reported earlier this year to you all at Relevant Radio, 75% of neighbors didn't know pregnancy centers existed. And the cities that we've been operating, these 20 cities, we've been able to increase the awareness of the pregnancy centers within 6 months by 15 to 20%. So we're seeing lots of opportunity to just talk about abortion. And when we talk about abortion, John, we win.
Well, Kristen, I know you put together a fabulous podcast, Debunking the Media Narratives, with 10 Reasons Why Life is Winning in America. We want to try to get through as many as we can. And of course, if we can't get to them all, they can always go to your podcast for the rest. But can you give us, first of all, the first reason?
Yeah, there's a lot. You'll have to go to the podcast, listen to them. You know, pro-lifers kicked out more fake pro-life Republicans in this past election cycle, something that was huge, more than even in the Tea Party wave. We've had governors who signed heartbeat abortion prevention bills who enjoyed electoral success. They were the first races that were called in 2022. Governor Ron DeSantis has broken GOP party fundraising records just days after he signed a massive piece of legislation into law in Florida, the Heartbeat Abortion Protection Act.
Yeah, there are so many compelling reasons why life is winning in America. And this is not something that you're going to hear in the mainstream media, but you do hear it here on Morning Air and on Relevant Radio. If you want to be part of the conversation, if you have a question, we're taking your calls for Kristen Hawkins, the president of Students for Life of America, at 888-914-9149. We're going to take a short time out as we continue our discussion with Kristen. Stay with us. There's much more to come here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app after this miracle moment.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Let's go to Steve in Minneapolis. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Kale. How you doing? I'm pleased to tell you that it was at the Easter Vigil that I, after a year of RCIA and a lot of soul searching, a lot of reading, a lot of listening to Kale Clark on the radio, I am now officially have come into the church.
Oh, thank God. Praise God, Steve. That is so amazing. Congratulations.
And Kale, I mean, thank you. And honestly, your show in particular really answered a lot of questions, and you didn't even realize this, but you are slowly discipling me over the last year through different radio episodes where I'd have questions. I just needed to call you and tell you that God used you to bring me home.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
Life is beautiful.
And we are headed down the stretch here. Welcome back to Morning Air here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm John Morales. Thanks for tuning in as we continue our conversation with Morning Air contributor Kristen Hawkins, the president of Students for Life of America. And we've been talking about just some of the myriad of reasons we were focusing in on 10 reasons why life is winning in America. Life is winning in America, and you will not hear that in the mainstream media. Welcome back, Kristen.
Thanks for having me.
Kristen, you started to share with us just some of the 10 reasons, and I wanted to continue to give you the platform to enlighten us about yet even more reasons why life is winning in America.
Sure. Well, I mean, I think number one, I probably failed to say this at the beginning of my little list, is we reversed Roe versus Wade.
Yes, of course.
You know, 11 months ago, we did something that the pro-life movement set out to do 49 years before. It's something that, to be quite honest with you, John, most folks said was an impossibility, that would never, ever happen, that we were naive. I can't count how many times I was told from friends, from allies, that we were naive to believe and to work towards that vision of a post-Roe America. So I think that's a pretty big indicator. I mean, if you think about just the lives, you know, think about the lives that have been saved. There was a pro-abortion group that came out last month in April who said that they had estimated 5,000 lives saved a month since Roe versus Wade had been thrown into the ash heap of history. We don't actually have a national abortion reporting law. We don't really ever know the exact numbers because our government doesn't want to measure abortion. Imagine that. But that's significant, 60,000 babies this year who will be born. And that is after Texas had passed their Heartbeat Act, which we were assuming using their prior data that act preventing heartbeat abortions was going to save between 50 and 60,000 lives as well a year. I mean, so now you're over 100,000 lives being saved a year since living in a post-Roe America. 100,000 little new kindergartners in a couple of years who will be flooding our elementary schools and taking our country by storm. It's absolutely almost impossible to think and quantify that number in your head to truly understand the number of those lives. I think you can look at state victories that we've had. You know, after 2 years of fighting the Republican leadership, Students for Life Action finally saw our Chemical Abortion Prevention Act passed in the state of Wyoming, which, you know, rural states are ground zero for these dangerous chemical abortion pills that can lead to injury, infertility, and death of women, certainly death of children, more than 5 million children who have died since the year 2000. And they are, quite frankly, the drug of abuse by drug of choice by sex abusers. So we finally saw Wyoming sign that bill into law. It's gone into effect, preventing all chemical abortions in the state. That's massive. We've seen, you know, Florida, which going into the state legislative session, I mentioned right before the break, Governor DeSantis signing the Abortion Prevention Act into law. You may not know this, but that was a huge moment. Florida for years has had very high abortion rates. In fact, it was the fifth highest. It was the only Republican state in the fifth highest, the five top abortion states in our country, sadly, thanks to their very liberal Supreme Court. That has changed. Florida has been abortion destination all year long since Roe versus Wade was reversed in the South. And now tens of thousands of lives are going to be saved there in Florida. We've got new legislators, you know, some GOPers betrayed us in South Carolina, which held up our Life at Conception Act that we've been working on. But now they want to go back and pass a Heartbeat Prevention Act, which, you know, isn't as good as saving every baby, but will save a significant number of babies if the South Carolinians, the GOP can get everybody on the same page. You know, you've got GOPers in Nebraska who are very close to passing a Heartbeat Prevention Act. One Republican gentleman stopped the process, but we're still having discussions there. And so we have made a lot of progress in the states. I can't wait to see my map. I do every May of all the states have adopted pro-life legislation and laws since the downfall of Roe versus Wade. That's why we're all gathering together June 24th in Washington, D.C. I failed to mention that before. On the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, the entire pro-life movement, we're gathering for National Celebrate Life Day, that day where we're going to celebrate the fall of Roe versus Wade. I encourage folks to come out and attend. It's going to be an amazing day. We'll have the Mississippi Attorney General Lynn Finch there, Lila Rose, Sean Carney, myself, many other pro-life leaders and organizations all gathered together to not only celebrate the fall of Roe, but talk about what's next for the pro-life movement as we demand human rights for all. So folks can go to NationalCelebrateLifeDay.org to sign up.
Kristen, as always, I really appreciate you being with us. I know your birthday's coming up on Friday. Happy early birthday and also an early happy Mother's Day this weekend. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you to all the listeners of Velvet Radio who are supporting this great mission.
God bless you. Kristen Hawkins, the president of the Students for Life of America. Now it's time for another episode of Glenn Story Corner.
Our story today, a great giving story called Pay It Forward. My four grown children were all home visiting this weekend, so we decided to go out for brunch. The center of attention was my toddler granddaughter. Now, she'd never had pancakes before, so we were excited about her trying them. We always try to make our family meal special, so this time we decided to order every kind of pancake they had and ask they be served on one big family-style platter. We each took turns digging in and also feeding the baby, who loved them. It was a lovely environment at the table with lots of smiles. As I was looking around the table enjoying this wonderful scene, a gentleman at a nearby table caught my eye. He was eating his breakfast alone quietly in the corner. He frequently looked over and smiled as my granddaughter continued to entertain us all. Suddenly, I had a great idea. I dug out a smile card from the reserve I always carry with me, and I snuck up to the waitress. I explained to her that I wanted to pay that man's bill anonymously, and that instead of the bill, could she please give him the smile card? Our leisurely breakfast was still going on after the gentleman had left. The waitress came over and told us that he had passed the smile card on and paid for another table before he took off. Oh, great. Not only that, though, the waitress then came back later and told us the second table had now paid for someone else and passed on the smile card, too. I couldn't believe it when the waitress came back yet again and told us the third table had done the same thing. What was really amazing, though, is by the time we left, half the room ended up paying for a different table. Proverbs 19:17, whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed.
As always, thanks so much, Glenn. In this month of Mary, let's open our hearts and honor the Mother of God, our Blessed Mother Mary, by watching and praying the Family Rosary Across America with Father Rocky, 7 p.m. Central tonight and every night of the week here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. As Father Rocky says, the Family Rosary Across America, the happiest half hour of your day. So stay with us. More of the Relevant Radio Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive in a moment. The Patrick Madrid Show will be coming up shortly at the top of the hour, so stay with us.